This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic here. You're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment, and excited to have you guys here. As I don't know about where you're living, but I'm loving Tennessee so much. This nice weather here, it's like going to be 60s and 70s. And pretty much that means the winter's over already, which for a Chicagoan, that's like just mind blowing. Where I look back in Chicago weather and it's just a whole different story. But I know that some people have more bragging rights, like in Florida and Texas and so forth. But I digress, wherever you are in the world. Excited to tune in here today as I'm going to be sharing something that is so simple to do. And I've talked about this before in different ways, but it's so simple to do in life, but it's so hard to make happen. We're going to be talking all about beliefs today, okay? And the power of limiting beliefs and how we let them control our life in some way, shape, or form. You see, because limiting beliefs, I want you to understand the framework of why they exist. So many people say, well, you have a limiting belief and it's a bad thing, and you want to break through those things so it could change your life. And that's all true. I'm not saying it isn't, but to coin it bad, I disagree. Because let's take a step back. And before we get into everything today, I want to discuss though about, well, one, what is a belief? Okay. In my world, how I teach beliefs are like codes. The reason why is when I was going into undergrad, I decided to go into computers at first. So I was going to Arizona State, which at the time was one of the top four or five, universities in the United States that had one of the best computer science programs. I found out very quickly within the first semester or two, this is, may not be for me, but I love computers. I love building them. I build PCs. I've been doing that for quite some time, not for a living, just once in a while if a friend wants it, or I do a couple on my own. When I have my chiropractic office, I built a few different computers in there to just have. So it's just something I love to do. But this is one of the reasons why I call them codes, is because like a code, a program, a computer code, or an algorithm, a lot of people understand algorithms nowadays, it's what input comes in, runs the algorithm, runs the code, and then you're going to get an output. It's just going to happen. That's just how it is. That's very similar to a belief. Your belief is whatever, it's going to run no matter what. So if you think you can't make enough money, okay, let's say you have limiting beliefs with money, it doesn't matter how much money you're going to make, that's going to continue to show that you don't have enough money, because the code that you chose to create in your life, your mind has to prove to you that that belief is true. I want you to really grasp that for a second. Your mind is always going to be looking to prove to you the belief of what you have. Doesn't matter, limiting or empowering. That doesn't matter. We're not even getting to the polarities of that. We're just talking beliefs in general. Your mind is going to look out and say, hey, you believe this? My job is to prove that to you. This is why in the health world, In other words, I don't like to argue with people, because a lot of times people don't realize, and I'm not saying I'm an exception to this. I think there's times I usually do a lot of self-checking on myself, but there's times I'll miss it too, where I'll be like, maybe I had a belief. Maybe I had I was holding on to a belief rather than being more open to something. And I'm prone to this as much as anyone else. But people will hold on to an argument and they don't realize and see how they're trying to prove themselves to be right in some way, shape, or form. And they'll only look at things because their mind is only looking for it to prove their belief to be correct, because they don't want their belief to be not correct, to hold on to the belief. And they'll only pay attention to things and only be aware really of things that aligns with their belief. Now, some people are conscious of this, but most people aren't. So they'll just find studies, let's say studies, because this has been one of the big things, especially during and post-COVID, where they'll look at studies and people are like, oh, no, but look at this study. Look what this study said here and blah, 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 blah. But they don't look at, the whole depths of it, but I'm not getting into that. But the key thing is your mind's always going to look for that. So if you feel like you don't have self-worth, right? You have a low self-worth. You grew up in a family household that didn't really give you emotional stability, and they didn't, make you emotionally resilient, and they didn't help you share your worth. And they always made you feel bad, or maybe you grew up with a perfectionist in the house, and so everything you do wasn't good enough. And so that's why you have a low self-worth, and you feel like you're never good enough, and everything you do and the effort you do, right? Then what's going to happen is your mind has to show that to you. So what's it going to bring in your life? What are you going to attract? You think when you get a job or you're working in a career, you think you're going to have a boss that's going to see your self-worth, see your support, and see those kind of things? Not unless you change that limiting belief. If it's not, the mind has to prove, and it's going to show it. It's just like, let's say you don't believe you're in great shape, okay? Or you don't think you're beautiful enough, okay? Now, you have that belief. You hold on to it. No matter how gorgeous or handsome or whatever that you are, you believe that you're not. So you can have a partner in your life, okay? And every day, they are telling you how beautiful you are. And then you'll get into an argument. And maybe they just go, honey, you look a little tired today. I can't believe, you're trying to say I'm ugly. You're trying to say that, honey, whoa. I'm just saying you're tired. I know, I'm sorry, but I know you shouldn't say that to, I was always raised to never say that to a female. But it's one of those things where, honey, I was just making an observation. No, I tell you every day you're beautiful. Oh, you never tell me how beautiful I am. You never say this, blah, 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 right? What they're spewing out is their limiting beliefs, because the belief filters that. The brain doesn't pick up on it. Why? Because the brain is only paying attention and consciously taking in whatever you believe you have. So you can have someone tell you you're beautiful every single day, or you're handsome every single day, or you're in great shape, or XYZ. If you don't believe that, the brain dismisses it because it doesn't align. It's not like it's saying the square does not fit into the hole. Square block put into a square hole. It's a square going into the circle, and it's like, nope, this don't work. Filter that out. That doesn't align with my beliefs. Doesn't align to what I believe to be true for life. I hope you can, just for me sharing that, just that, I can end this podcast right there, because there's so much power in that alone that can drastically transform your life. This is the work I do, or my attempt with a lot of my clients, is to break down their limiting beliefs so they can create empowering ones to choose and give power to them. Because once they start to understand this mechanism, and I have a whole curriculum that they go through to understand this even better, it's a game changer for their life. It's how clients can double their practice or their business in 6 months. That's how they can transform their whole entire life and lead a more fulfilled life in 6 months to a year. It's amazing how the more they let go and surrender, the faster the results come. And it's because understanding the beliefs and breaking those down and choosing different ones. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. So that's the mechanism how beliefs work. And so the mind has to always just remember, you have a belief, and belief's a code, and the belief is dictating what your reality is. It's literally what your reality is going to be. Whatever you believe is what you're going to see. That has been a saying, that's a cliche for who knows how long. And it is so true in so many ways. Okay. Now, taking that into fold, well, how do we change our beliefs? Well, first off, you have to understand limiting beliefs are there. They're not bad. Okay. They might not be aligned to where you want to go in your life now as an adult, but those limiting beliefs helped you survive as a kid. They helped you survive growing up. You built constructs on that for survival. That's why they existed. Okay. So what I want you to think of is like a limiting belief from what you've created as a child, it's like an old program that doesn't need to be, it's an old software. It has all the bugs in it, glitches, and this is why you don't have that life that you're choosing to have and so much more. It's because you're holding on to the old software. And the power and attention you give to the old software is what continues to give it life. But if you stop giving life and attention to that and give power to a new one, well, then you're going to give life to that one. That's the simplicity of beliefs. It's not that hard. It changes everything, right? It's just what you give attention to, where you put your mind to. Wherever you put your mind attention to is where energy is going to flow to. Whenever energy flows to, manifestation's going to grow. And what that means is that you're going to manifest that into your life and you're going to experience it in your physical reality. And it's going to come up in a conscious way. How? Why? Because the mind, again, remember what I said earlier, you state a belief. The mind now has to prove that to be true to you. It's going to look for things to show you how true that is. If I see myself as being ultra successful, and I truly believe I am ultra successful, and I truly believe that what I do and what I serve to the world is absolutely amazing, and it's going to transform humanity's trajectory and all these thousands of other things. Okay. If I believe that, my mind is only going to pay attention to that. No matter how much negativity comes my way, if I truly believe what I believe and I hone true to that, the negativity I won't even pay attention to. My conscious mind's going to ignore that and literally just focus on whatever is the positives are coming out of that. That's how powerful these beliefs are. Because you've been doing it the other way, right? If you feel that you have a low self-worth, right? So when the proof is in the pudding, right? And money is a way of showing this. If you have a service that you offer, you may undercharge that off service. You may not want to go at a higher price because you feel like, it's uncomfortable for these people. You're thinking of others rather than yourself of what your value is. Once you determine what your value is, it's a game changer because then it's like you won't accept anything that. And guess what happens? People show up and will pay you for your value when you truly believe it. I've had clients do this. I have coaches I work on, and they have high ticket offers. And it's one of those things where when we work on their high ticket offer and get to the whole background, mind, vibe, and all that stuff, and when we clear that, then it's like, okay, what's your worth? And like, well, I would love to charge this much, but I just don't, I think that's just a little high. And this, I'm like, well, if you're not confident with it, then there's a belief and there's this thing that you can't help that person in that way. But if you can, and you know you can, and you believe in yourself that you can, then there's no way, and there's no way that that you're not going to be able to, and your worth is going to be that and just more. And here's the funny thing. I've done this with my own practice. I've done this in my chiropractic business. I've done this in my coaching business. I've looked at the different divisions and what I've done with my rates and my ticket, working with me. And it's always fascinating that when I truly believe my worth and what I stand for and what my work is and what my value is, and I really believe in that, and I'm like 100% true. I'm like, man, this is a deal and a half to work with me right now. It's my belief system. Okay. And when I start to, and it's not an ego thing when I say that, it's more from just looking at it from a value perspective. When I start to do that, it's amazing the clients I attract. They go and they go, oh my God, this is great, this is awesome, this works. And that's the concept of, did anything change? No, because I've had other clients that say that was too expensive. But I wasn't that strong held in my belief of my worth, of what I really present and what I bring to the table. Once I started to look at that and really hone in on my value and start to shift my belief from a limiting to an empowering and understanding that, no, what I do and what I share is valuable. And there's not many people doing what I do. Yeah, they can talk about it on the surface, but from the depth of it all, there's a whole different entity there. And I said, from that, and when I started to see things in a different perspective, only because I shifted my belief, right? Then from there, that starts to be a game changer for me to where all of a sudden now you're attracting those type of people in your life, and they're going to be wanting, they know, there's no questions asked. So it's not about learning different sale metrics or different ways of doing sales psychology or studying human behavior or doing any of those things. It's coming back to that belief. And so your belief's going to dictate everything else. It doesn't have to be just in business. It doesn't have to be just in money. It also could be in relationships. If you believe you're worthy to have an absolutely amazing relationship, then the person that's going to show up in your life will be the person to have you experience that. Not saying they're going to do it for you, but it's going to be the person of potentiality to have the relationship what you seek within. But you have to believe that you're valuable enough and worthy enough to have such a relationship like that. The same thing comes with the body, with your health, with your beauty, so much more. Everyone in this world is beautiful. I don't care what the person looks like, what judgments are. Everyone's beautiful. All that matters is you at the end of the day. Do you believe yourself to be beautiful? Do you believe yourself to be physically fit? Right. And if you believe yourself to be physically fit, now some people are going to have different parameters. Like some people might say, well, you're not physically fit because you don't have an 8-pack. You don't have all these veins popping up, whatever they mean. That's their conditioning. That's their world. But what's physically fit? You have to define that. And then you believe that. When it comes into that, then that start reality starts to show. How? Because you start working out, right? You're eating right. You've been working out. And all of a sudden, you notice a little definition right there. Your mind's looking for changes. It's looking for the most micro changes. I've done this so many times in my life because I had a body image issue where I was always told I had a natural belly. And now later, I realize it's because of my scoliosis and the way my spine is. My stomach just sticks out. So like when I'm sitting down, I look like I have a little bit of a gut. But when I stand up, it's not there. But my stomach always looks protruding out. And it's because of the way my spine is. I have a very hyper curve in my lower back that pushes everything forward. So understanding that later on in life, right? So I was like, okay, really? I guess I could, right? But it's one of those things where I've done this so many times where if I'm starting to work out and I feel like I'm just not in great shape and I'm really bothered by that, my mind will look for all the areas of my body that's not in great shape. Literally, it'll pick out the littlest things. My wife's like, you're so nitpicky on yourself. And I'm like, this is just what I'm seeing. And then I'm like, hold up, let's play this game. I teach clients this. Let me do it myself. And I'll go, okay, I'm going to look for all the littlest changes that I have. And I'm just going to keep my focus there because I believe I'm in great shape. I believe I'm XYZ, right? So what starts to happen? It doesn't happen initially. My mind's still conditioned. But over time, all of a sudden, I'm like, man, look at that. I didn't have that like 2 weeks ago. Look at this little cut on my chest here. Wow. Look at my arm showing a little bit more. Wow. Look at my bicep shows or my tricep or my deltoid. Or wow, look at this new vein that's popping up over here or whatever it may be. And it's like the littlest thing. Or I see my abs kind of getting more. I see my obliques a little bit more. And it could be the most smallest detail to that. But for me, it's huge. Why? Because it's me focusing on those positives. And all of a sudden it gets to a point where I'm like, yeah. And you've probably been there. If you've been working out, you start to like, you shift your mind from where you were. Now you're like, I see where I want to go. And then all of a sudden you start to see these things. And it's kind of like, oh man, look at this. I'm getting here now. I'm getting there now. I'm going here. And so it starts to be a game changer. This is building momentum and this is establishing a new belief. But these things can shift and change over time. The key is you honing in on the empowering belief. Because let's face it, that limiting belief only exists because you give it power to. You give it your energy, your source energy, the soul aspect of who you are. You're giving it to that and it gives it life. The same thing can be true if you shift it over to the empowering one. Now, all of a sudden, you're giving that life, and then you're going to experience that. It takes time. So you can make instantaneous changes, but the body and the mind are part of the physical world, which means it's part of the 3D space, which means that you've got to go through time and space. So there's got to be a part of period of time and space that you have to move through to transfer that into the physical realm, which AKA means rewire your brain. So that way you can hone that in and it becomes more of that reality. And when it hones into the subconscious, you're golden. That means it's going to stay there until you recondition it, which it could happen. So it's these kind of things when you're looking at your life and business and life and so forth. Limiting beliefs are just basically what you give your power to. They're very simple to change. They're hard to make the transformation. It's a simple process, but it's hard to do because we've been built and constructed of these limiting beliefs that have been a survival mechanism for us to survive in our life and so much more. And when it comes to these points of understanding that it was just a program that just existed for survival, and now you're older, you're a little more wiser, you have some experience, you gain some wisdom, you understand that it doesn't need to be there anymore. And what I always tell clients and things to do is when we work on limiting beliefs and you're letting it go, let it go back to God, the universe, Allah, Jesus, whatever it is, label doesn't matter. The key is you're giving it back to the universe and saying, thank you for letting me have that. I appreciated the time I had with this, but I no longer need it anymore. I give it to someone else who may need that. And I just appreciate the time and the wisdom and the knowledge that it helped me through my journey. Because if you didn't have it, you wouldn't be making the change, right? If you didn't have that experience and didn't hone into it, it wouldn't allow you to expand and evolve. And then you could say, thank you, universe. This is the new belief I'm going to choose from the infinite catalog of the universe that's up there of all infinite potentiality. And so, or God or whatever you want to call it. And it's one of those things where you're going to pull in what you want now because you are choosing your life. You see, when we came into this world as children, we were forced to be, in a sense, I say forced, but we have beliefs put upon us from the Matrix and conditioning of the Matrix to parents, the families, to everything, where we live, the country, the culture, everything. So all that has conditioned our mind. We came in pure, but then through life, we got conditioned, right? And that put us in somewhat of a prison. We didn't really have a choice. You had a choice and you did it. You had a choice from a soul perspective. From a human perspective, you're just learning how to survive. Okay, the brain's learning how to survive. But as an adult, you have that choice. You understand that and you can heal from that and move on. So choose the empowering belief. Choose that you are successful. Choose that you can have $1 million, seven figures, whatever that is. Believe in yourself that it's possible. Jay-Z once said, and I was asked the question in an interview, what is one regret that you have? And his statement was, I wish I believed in myself sooner. That's how powerful it is. That is actually I don't have a regret with that. I just wish someone shared that with me and empowered that in me when I was younger, because I self-doubted myself like crazy. And until I started to understand my worth and started to do the things I did through a chiropractic business that helped me evolve as a human being to the level where I'm at, if I didn't go through those experiences, I didn't challenge myself and break these barriers down, challenge those limiting beliefs, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so the same thing goes for you. Believe in yourself. Keep moving forward. I appreciate you. Follow the podcast, subscribe, and all that good stuff. You'll get it after this. But I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.